Hi, Sharon. Thanks a lot for doing an interview for me.
Thank you.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and then set up your documentary, Strong Coffee, for us, please?
Sure. My name is Sharon Bates, and I'm just jumping into the documentary world. And I met a friend of mine at work who retired and opened a coffee roasting business. And in her process of researching where to buy coffee, she came across this incredible story called Cafe Femenino, an incredible coffee that has to do with a women's coffee co-op that started out of Peru.
Mm-hmm. Right. So your connection or the idea all came from this. And how long ago was it?
I learned about the story a year ago, February, so just not too long ago, just over a year ago. And one thing led to another, and Joanne at Shuswap Coffee in Salmon Arm, B.C., both of us decided to travel to Peru to see firsthand the fincas, the coffee farms, and the women that started the Café Femenino.
Mm-hmm. I've seen your trailers, the trailer of the movie, a few times now. It's quite amazing, like what the women did there, and the scenery is spectacular. Did you, like, when you actually were on the ground, did you find something that surprised you?
What surprised me most was, the language barrier was difficult because I don't speak Spanish, though we had interpreters with us. It didn't seem to matter. The women connected with the women, and we seemed to be able to communicate despite the language barrier. And they are just such an amazing, the women are just amazing, and the energy that they put into their product and the quality they put into their coffee. And it was, the people make the story. They're just beautiful, beautiful women.
Mm-hmm, right. So the women, are some of them abused, or is it just in the culture women are not valued as much as men in Peru?
Well, both. I mean, it is in the culture that women aren't valued as much, but also the abuse rate is very, very high. And one of the surprising things is that a lot of the girls don't go to school. They get married off at as young as 12 and 13 years old, so they never get a chance to go to school. But through the Cafe Femenino Foundation and the proceeds of selling the coffee, the money is going directly back to the women farmers who are now investing in sending the girls to school. And so it's actually helping generations to come by setting up this model of Cafe Femenino.
Mm-hmm. Reading at some of the literatures, because the coffee beans are organic, it's easier to keep track. And can you elaborate a little bit on that?
The whole premise of this coffee is they have worked very hard with the women and the farmers to create an incredible product. So they've been taught by a female agronomist, which is, again, a very rare thing that a female would come in and tell men and women what to do, but they have listened, and their product is incredible. It is a fair trade, organic, shade-grown coffee, and they have a huge amount of respect for the coffee, and they create an incredible product that they are very, very proud of, and it tastes amazing.
Mm-hmm. Which leads into there's going to be a coffee tasting session after the film, right?
There is, yes. The Shuswap Coffee from Salmon Arm is coming to offer coffee tasting, as well as part of the proceeds from that. There'll be some coffee cans to donate if you'd like to give back to the Cafe Femenino Foundation. As well as the other interesting part of this whole scenario is the full circle aspect of it. So whenever you buy the Cafe Femenino beans or coffee, part of the proceeds goes back to the foundation, for example, with Shuswap, they also give 2% of their profits back to the Vernon Women's Shelter. So they've raised a few thousand dollars for the Vernon Women's Shelter. So it's a full circle. Money goes back to Peru or wherever the coffee is coming from, Mexico or Guatemala, as well as money goes back to a local charity from where the roaster lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let me ask you a few technical questions. For the aspiring documentary filmmakers out there, how much, what is the budget of the film?
The budget was my budget, so I had to myself and Carmen Klutz, the other producer, we've done most of the work ourselves on it, as far as the editing and the graphics goes. So it's a complete labor of love at this point. But the budget, if you totaled it all up, it would probably be about $120,000 or more. But all of our costs and et cetera have been basically just to get this story out there because we believe in it so much.
Mm-hmm. So how many hours of footage did you guys end up shooting? And, go ahead.
I was the only shooter on there, and most of the stuff from Peru, I think I came back with close to 25 hours of footage.
Mm-hmm.
As well as then I went to Montreal and shot some there. So I had close to 30-35 hours of footage probably altogether.
Mm-hmm. But did you use standard definition video or you use HD camera to shoot the film?
Standard.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So what's next after this story? Are you telling another story?
Well, this one still has some legs. We are going to try and tour it a bit and offer the coffee tasting and try and get this story out there and then look for another one after that. But this has been such a long process and such a tiring process. I think I might need a little bit of a break, but always looking for the next story for sure.
Cool. All right. Well, best of luck, Sharon, and thank you very much for doing an interview with me.
Thank you very much.